British police are briefing reporters this hour following today's deadly shootings at a London subway station. The police have said that that shooting was directly linked to the anti-terrorist probe. We will bring you more information as we have it. In today's incident, police shot and killed a man at the Stockwell station in South London. The shooting came one day after four bombs were planted on London's transport system, an attack similar to the suicide bombings 2 weeks ago in which more than 50 people were killed. Magnus Ransdorp is director of the Centre for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. He says police are looking into possible connections between the two attacks.
I think that they're pursuing a line that there is a likelihood that it may be explosives from the same batch that occurred on the 7th of July. We've had a number of different arrests, both in terms of connection to Whitehall yesterday, but of course they were released. And today the police shot an individual outside the underground who they suspected was potentially part of the team that perpetrated yesterday.
And that is confirmed by the police that he was suspected, or is that just what your understanding is?
This is what I'm understanding. I think that once they release the identity of that individual, of course they will not do so because of the ongoing investigation, because of the ongoing hunt for the three other individuals that they know were involved in the other incidences. So they will keep that information close to their chest while they are pursuing all potential leads, both forensic leads as well as in their database on suspects.
Talk to us about the fact that these four bombs didn't explode. There was one moment yesterday we talked about people were suggesting they were dummy bombs. In fact, they appear to be bombs that didn't explode. What does that give police in the way of information for their investigation?
They can very, very quickly determine the exact composition, whether it was TATP that was suspected in the other incident 2 weeks ago. TATP is triacetone triperoxide, which is a very common explosive, easily manufactured, very unstable, heat and friction sensitive. And, you know, if it is the same explosive, they can very quickly determine whether it is from the same batch or not. They'll also be able to determine the detonation mechanism, and they will be able to see, you know, how sophisticated was this group in terms of the art of making this bomb will leave certain signatures, which they then can sort of try to match in certain databases. But it will give them a good picture of how sophisticated these individuals were who perpetrated yesterday's attack and whether there is any connection to 2 weeks ago.
Now, you are also an expert on Al-Qaeda. Do you have any knowledge or theories on whether this is connected at all with an Al-Qaeda-connected group?
Well, one can only sort of assume because, you know, we don't have the exact identities, but I would find it very difficult to imagine a situation where you have completely unrelated group that may put this in motion in a very quick fashion. And I think the sort of critical issue will be to see whether the explosives will be from the same batch as 2 weeks ago. Of course, one has to assume that it is sort of Al-Qaeda related. There's already a Pakistani connection 2 weeks ago. I'm sure that they will be pursuing similar lines of inquiry. But I think first and foremost is to establish whether there is any connection whatsoever. But I think that the investigation, if I were to speculate, would probably yield some tangential connection once the sort of fog lifts in terms of exact information.
Mr. Ransdorp, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Magnus Ransdorp is the director of the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland.